This is regional news coverage from the KPIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Some low-income families in Missouri will find out soon whether they're losing state-funded child care because of a law approved by legislators this year. Missouri legislators cut state funding for early Head Start programs nearly in half this year. The funding went from a little more than $5 million to more than $2 million in a last-minute deal in the Missouri legislature's budget discussions. Social service agencies that distribute the early Head Start funds are deciding in the next few days who will keep their spots in the free programs. The programs began July 1st. The Kansas City Star reports that Missouri's Department of Social Services last week distributed new contracts for providers under the reduced funding. The providers now have to decide which families they can accommodate. The University of Missouri has taken ownership of a 400-acre farm in southwest Columbia. KBIA's Ryan Familiner has this report about the donation of the land.
Wes and Simone Sorensen pledged to donate their house and the 400-acre farm it sits on 10 years ago, but the university wouldn't take ownership until after they had died. Wes died in May, and now the university is discussing how to best use the land. University spokesperson Mary Jo Bankin says because the land is very close to MU's South Farm, it'll likely be put to good use.
It will be easily accessible by our researchers that are currently working on the South Farm. Of course, on the South Farm, that's where all kinds of research and crops and land use is being done. So this is just a natural addition to that farmland.
But Bankin says discussions are still being held to figure out how to best use the land and home. She says the farm will be managed by the College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources, and it's not yet clear what entity will manage the home. Ryan Familiner, KBIA News.
Truman State University celebrates its 100th year in the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association this year, which will also be its last year in the conference. KBIA's Lucas Udston has this report on why Truman State is leaving the MIAA to join the Great Lakes Valley Conference.
The Truman State University Bulldogs will begin to compete in the Great Lakes Valley Conference in the 2013 school year. Athletic Director Jerry Wolmering says geography played a large role in its decision. He says Truman will soon play against six other Missouri schools in the conference located throughout the state.
As well as Quincy, which is in Illinois, but yet closer to us than any school in the state of Missouri.
Truman supports all seven of the GLVC's core sports. Both men's and women's swimming teams weren't able to compete for a conference championship in the MIAA. But Jim Namovich, commissioner of the GLVC, says the league will add swimming as a new championship sport beginning in the 2013 academic year.
So it'll be 2014, probably sometime in February, when we will host the first GLVC swim championship.
Even with the addition of Truman, there will not be enough schools to hold a wrestling championship. Including Truman, only four schools sponsor wrestling. Namovich says at least six are necessary for championship competition. Truman State will pay an $80,000 exit fee to the MIAA, as well as a $50,000 initiation fee to the GLVC. Lucas Udston, KBIA News.
A state legislator from Springfield says he wants to continue his efforts to revise the way the state redraws legislative districts every 10 years and to ban private talks from the redistricting process. New maps reflecting population changes in Missouri House and Senate districts are now created by bipartisan commissions. If the commissions are unable to agree on redistricting, a panel of appeals court judges takes over. Some of that work this year involved private discussions by the officials involved. Republican State Senator Bob Dixon says he wants to prohibit those private talks from the redistricting process. Dixon sponsored a proposed constitutional amendment this year, applying Missouri's open meetings and records law to the redistricting process. The amendment did not make it out of the legislature, but Dixon says he'll offer it again next year. Online supporters of the University of Missouri Press are gaining members from around the world and asking the University of Missouri's president to save the press. KBIA's Crystal Slusher reports.
Save the University of Missouri Press is a Facebook group that's been part of a movement to keep the press alive. The page has almost 1,500 subscribers. One of them is Ned Stuckey French. He's the site's co-administrator and author who has been published by the UM Press. Stuckey French even created an online petition that's rapidly gained signatures, breaking the 1,000 mark in less than 2 days.
If you look at it probably now or in an hour, I bet the goal's 1,500. It just keeps going. Just as with the Facebook site, we had no idea that the response would be this heartfelt and massive. I don't know how far it'll go.
UN President Tim Wolf announced the closing of the press last month, but also said the administration was working on finding a new sustainable plan for publishing academic works digitally. The suggested model would use interns, which the Missouri Press has previously used. Details are still being considered, but advocates say they will not stop until they get an effective solution. Creator of the Save the UN Press Facebook page, Bruce Miller, has worked with university presses for over 30 years and has doubts about Wolf's new model.
All this talk about a new model is really a cover, for the fact that they don't have a plan and for the fact that they really want to do away with the press. A new model is not firing all 10 people who work there and then doing something like the Missouri Review.
Miller says the university presses shouldn't be expected to make a lot of money because they publish books that don't typically sell in large quantities. However, supporters say the University of Missouri Press was expected to do better financially this year than in the past. Crystal Slusher, KBIA News.
Joplin is one of six finalists in a contest aimed at naming the nation's friendliest city. The winners will be announced next month. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.